Varan dreamed. He dreamed of the border he had seen from the highway, a land dreary as Akral province, but no different. Low rolling land, gray, wind-twisted cedar, juniper and thorn, bare hilltops, stone. In his dream he walked across the border, past the warning menhir, and the wind was calling, calling. Jewel's voice, just over the next hill, crying as she had in the dark nights when she thought he had fallen asleep in his chair by the bed, and the pain was too much to bear. Something waited. Jewel, or something. It didn't matter, he had only to get to it. But the wind swung around to the north, and the dream stopped. 2 days later, days in which the sun actually shone and even the barracks began to smell of harsh soap and fresh sweat, Captain Lethid was dead. A poor little trumpeter, avoiding the rumored giant rat, found him lying at the foot of the wall to the south, where the enclosed land sloped down to swamp and there was little traffic. His throat had been cut. "Practically beheaded," said Varan. "Goddess." The grass squished beneath his feet as he moved to touch the body. No one else showed any sign of wanting to come near. Lethid lay in a puddle of congealed blood, straight and undisturbed as though laid out. He probably had been, feet together, hands clasped on his breast. It was indecent, with the neck severed nearly to the spine. There was no sign he'd made any resistance at all. His knife and pistol were still in his belt. A man didn't lie still to have his throat cut. Varan rolled him over, prodded gingerly at the back of the skull. Sticky and soft, very wrong. "Rial, get over here," he snapped. "This is your business," gagging a bit. Some smell beyond what he expected. Something sweet, faintly perfume? He'd forbidden Lethid and dogs in boats leaving the fort for a month. "A bloody great whack to the head," said Rial. "He was dead before he was sliced, or as good as." "Where's Dogson?" Varan asked, and sighed. "Furlow, you come with me, Dogson first, and then we go find this woman. Lizzie, last night's sentries were all yours. I'll want to see them when I get back. Rial, do something about Lethid." Dogson, stunned, woken drunk in a startlingly tidy bedroom, was roughly hauled away to the cells. It took 4 men to wrestle him in once he realized what was being said. "Dead? Bastard, he isn't! I never! When? Tell me when! I haven't been out of my room! I never!" "Poor bastard," said Erlo. "I always said his temper'd get him some day." "Would you cut someone's throat in a temper if you'd already smashed in his skull?" asked Varan. "I don't have a temper, Major," Erlo said, smug.